The Christian Secret of a Happy Life by Hannah Whittall Smith. Read by Rich Strange for the Christian Classics Ethereal Library. This audiobook is from the Christian Classics Ethereal Library, www.ccel.org. The mission of the CCEL is to make classic Christian books available to the world. This book is available in PDF, HTML, Kindle, and other formats. See www.ccel.org/ccel/smith_hw/secret.html. Discuss this book online at www.ccel.org/node/2900. The CCEL makes CDs of classic Christian literature available around the world through the web and through CDs. We have distributed thousands of such CDs free in developing countries. If you are in a developing country and would like to receive a free CD, please send a request by email to cd-request@ccel.org. The Christian Classics Ethereal Library is a self-supporting nonprofit organization at Calvin College. If you wish to give of your time or money to support the CCEL, please visit www.ccel.org/give. This audiobook is copyrighted by the Christian Classics Ethereal Library. It may be freely copied for non-commercial purposes, as long as it is not modified. All other rights are reserved. Written permission is required for commercial use. The Christian Secret of a Happy Life by Hannah Whittall Smith. Read by Rich Strange for the Christian Classics Ethereal Library. As published by Christian Witness Company. One of the most inspiring and influential books we have ever read, Dale Evans and Roy Rogers. Is your life all you want it to be? Hannah Whittall Smith, Quaker, rebel, realist, faced life as she found it, and she found it good. She took her Bible promises literally, tested them, and found them true as tested steel. She stepped out of conjecture into certainty, and the shadows disappeared. Here she reveals the secret, how to make unhappiness and uncertainty give way to serenity and confidence in every day of your life. From the Spire Edition. Original text document from the Wesley Center for Applied Theology at Northwest Nazarene College, Nampa, Idaho. Preface. This is not a theological book. I, frankly, confess I have not been trained in theological schools and do not understand their methods nor their terms. But the Lord has taught me experimentally and practically certain lessons out of His Word, which have greatly helped me in my Christian life and have made it a very happy one. And I want to tell my secret in the best way I can in order that some others may be helped into a happy life also. I do not seek to change the theological views of a single individual. I dare say most of my readers know far more about theology than I do myself, and perhaps may discover abundance of what will seem to be theological mistakes. But let me ask that these may be overlooked, and that my reader will try, instead, to get at the experimental point of that which I have tried to say, and if that is practical and helpful, forgive the blundering way in which it is expressed. I have tried to reach the absolute truth which lies at the foundation of all creeds and views, and to bring the soul into those personal relations with God which must exist alike in every form of religion, let the expression of them differ as they may. I have committed my book to the Lord, and have asked Him to counteract all in it that is wrong, and to let only that which is true find entrance into any heart. It is sent out in tender sympathy and yearning love for all the struggling, weary ones in the Church of Christ. And its message goes right from my heart to theirs. I have given the best I have and could do no more. May the blessed Holy Spirit use it to teach some of my readers the true secret of a happy life. Hannah Whittall Smith, Germantown, Pennsylvania.